If you could dream of doing one thing, what would it be?
I mean, VR lets people who can't walk walk and then lets them fly. Virtual reality transports your consciousness into another place by completely occluding the physical world, or at least your visual and audio senses, and immerses you inside of a new digital one. So in other words, VR allows us to dream and lets others attend and experience those dreams. Imagine swimming with the dolphins or flying through the Alps from your couch and remembering the whole thing like you were actually there.
That's Karis, a senior technical artist at Unity, talking about why virtual reality is important. VR is more than just strapping on a headset and disappearing into your own world as everyone in the room looks on and laughs at you as you duck and weave while punching the air. But whether or not you've had the opportunity to try VR, where does it go from here?
Right now, VR still feels like a novelty to a lot of people. You say VR, people think the future. But really, the future is about making that technology widely distributed, making it totally ubiquitous. What this means is just every household has a VR headset. It's just like, it's like a toaster or a blender. Just every household has it. That truly is where VR needs to go. And the reason why people would want this is because everybody has a need. If you're planning your next vacation, of course, you're going to use your VR headset to decide what hotel room you're going to book. You're going to figure out which part of the trip, the location, which part of the city you want to explore. You're going to figure out whether you want to go to the beach or you want to go to the mountains. You're going to use this to make your buying decisions. You're going to make your major decisions that are maybe complex. You're going to use your VR headset. Or maybe you're going to be studying history. And instead of just reading a book about something, you're just going to go into the room with the U.S. forefathers and actually see them sign the Declaration of Independence. You are actually going to see the conversations that are happening. History class will be so much more immersive. The place that VR needs to go is that it's totally ubiquitous and it's second nature. And I think we're going to get there.
I don't know about you, but during quarantine, I've been spending too much time on TikTok. My screen time is abysmal, but one thing that I've noticed is that there are so many new places that I want to travel to because a travel vlogger's TikTok popped up on my For You page. Something about seeing video over a photo on a hotel's website just hits different, and I can't imagine what it'll be like instead of looking at the beautiful coast of Santorini, Greece through someone else's eyes. I get to actually see it through my own. That clip was from Kunal, who's the CTO and co-founder of Brand XR. His company helps your company make VR and AR displays a lot easier. We're talking Squarespace, but for mixed reality. And now you might be confused. Virtual reality, augmented reality, mixed reality, what do they all mean? Virtual reality is when you're fully immersed in an artificial environment. You've probably seen someone you know strap on a headset, or even if you go to the mall, you may see some virtual reality rides. Augmented reality is when virtual objects are overlaid on top of real life. Think Snapchat filters or Pokemon Go. And mixed reality is when you interact with both virtual and real objects. This is like if you've ever played Wii Bowling before. But imagine putting on a headset and having bowling ball-sized objects to generally throw.
I think it's important to note that VR has found its place and will continue to take hold in every possible industry, such as entertainment, healthcare, training, real estate, architecture, education. It's really the closest we can get to Star Trek's holodeck, and I believe that we'll continue to push our technology until that experience is indistinguishable from actual reality. We want to create a piece of technology so convincing that you truly believe that you're in another place. So I see the future as a blending of all of these extended reality experiences. And I think it's important to note that the COVID lockdown accelerated extended reality adoption by at least 10 years. So in the future, I see that we're going to be making the home office more immersive. How you'll be using extended reality to surround yourself with your work. A virtual training will be commonplace. Every office will have a VR theater. We've got telehealth. Maybe with the Da Vinci robot, you've got a surgeon doing surgery on another part of the world. You don't have to wait for someone to travel in order to have a life-saving surgery. Imagine the advent of the Peloton. You know, think about the Peloton Plus with the possibilities of extended reality. We've got telecommunication and this new Zoom environment, these Zoom children that grew up in this environment. you know, we're going to push that experience until you feel like your friends and family are actually sitting next to you.
VR, AR, and mixed reality all sound amazing, but at the end of the day, just like how we all went from a flip phone to a smartphone, there needs to be a product shift before any of these become truly mainstream. How close are we?
The Oculus Quest, now the Quest 2, is out. It's $300, so less than a lot of video game consoles out there, PS5 or Xbox or even a Nintendo Switch. And that price needs to come down even further. When it gets to the point where maybe it's $200, $100, I don't know, everybody's going to have one. And right now, Facebook is in the lead on that. And I'm hearing that Apple is also going to be releasing a higher-end premium version of this too. The more the merrier, but the more people that have it, the more the content creators will create.
To put the $300 Oculus into perspective, both the Xbox Series X and PS5 cost you about $500, if you can get them at retail price. Many kids growing up have an Xbox, PS5, Nintendo Switch, or gaming PC now due to the growing demand of gaming. So VR headsets may be the next consumer product to gain worldwide adoption. 2020 was the year of gaming, and one of the hottest games was a 2D game called Among Us. It was built on Unity, which is also Karis's company. And speaking of games, one of the biggest movies that deals with virtual reality is Ready Player One. But how close are we to turning Ready Player One to reality?
I don't think the world is ready for an experience like the one we saw or read about in Ready Player One. But I do think we're very close to a large-scale mixed reality laser tag experience. I can see in the future the structures that were vacated by the changing times, like the American Mall, repurposed for large entertainment projects like a mixed reality Battle Royale, Red versus Blue, King of the Hill, Payload, Capture the Flag kind of thing, for the purposes of like birthday parties, nights out, tourism, and team building. I think the idea of Ready Player One is very far off and paints an unrealistic expectation, to be honest. But it's great that it's driven an interest and captured imaginations. That sort of thing will amplify with the advent of the next massively adopted hardware. I see a set of fashionable eyeglasses that are tethered to your smartphone that will change how we view and interact with our environment, which is a vessel for the inevitable conclusion of invasive AR advertising.
AR ads. We love to see it. But on a serious note, the large-scale laser tag experience sounds amazing. With the rise of gaming, in which we talked about a couple episodes back, and everyone young and old wanting to channel their inner gamer, I can see that becoming the next escape room. So if VR, AR, or any of the alternative realities out there interests you to start a company, where's the best place to build one?
Anything you need in 3D, simulation, content creation, it's here. In Central Florida, we have so many different industries here. We have obviously the theme parks, the hospitality, tourism sector that's here. People come here for a magical experience. Then we're the number one city in the world for simulation. We have the space industry that's 45 minutes down the road. I don't know if you heard of NASA. Those guys are here and all the other Space Coast-based companies. And you have the largest, maybe the second largest university, UCF, here. That's, you know, very engineering focused, puts out great number of engineers here. You have the number one video game program in the country, FIA, Florida Interactive Entertainment Academy here. So you have really all the building blocks you need for creating video games and 3D content, creating simulations, whether it's VR or AR, this is the place to do it. Best analogy I can think of is it's like I can just walk outside and go up to a tree and pluck off an apple. It's like that here. There are people left and right that are capable of working in 3D immersive media here. Whatever you need, it's here. So I feel very lucky that BrandXR is here because we really have a pipeline to the best talent on earth. And because of that, we're going to be able to give back to the world in making VR easier to create.
You can't build a great company without a great team. That's the beauty of Central Florida. You get all the access to amazing talent with only being an hour away from the beach. If you're building anything visually, give Central Florida a shout because I guarantee whatever you need, we've got it. And that's exactly what we talked about in our previous episode around scaling a startup. Make sure to subscribe or follow. And if you're on Spotify, turn on those notifications.